now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I've got the Beacon Bits man himself, Stuart Rosenthal. Stuart, how are you?
Good, Eric.
Good. Thanks for being a part of the show. And
always a pleasure.
I get good feedback on what you bring us. It's always, you know, it's kind of like a little magazine. You remember the old days back in the 70s?
Yeah.
The old days in the 70s. You know, when we had all those variety shows and you'd have this variety,
that
act.
I'm the lighthearted humor.
You're the lighthearted humor, right? I mean, last week we were talking about putting toothpaste on a bug bite or something like that. You know, so what do you got now?
This is a little more serious this time, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I want to just remind people, we mentioned it once before last month. That there's the 50 Plus Employment Expo coming up on Monday, April 4th from 10 to 3 at the Bethesda North Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in Bethesda. This is an annual event. It's sponsored by the Jewish Council for the Aging and Montgomery County Government to enable people over 50 to find jobs or to get back into the workforce, to understand what they need to do to update their resumes, learn computer skills, find other resources that will help them doing their job search. And it's a lot of good hands-on information. They'll go one-on-one with you over your resume. They'll show you how to apply for jobs online if you don't know how. And you'll get to meet a lot of exhibitors who are looking for employees and drop off your resume and introduce yourself to them. And it can be a really good face-to-face opportunity.
How many exhibitors?
I think it varies, but it's probably close to 100 altogether.
Okay.
They have about 3,000 people every year go to this event. So okay. I understand it's successful for a lot of people. So if you're looking for work, it might be a good place to be.
You read about that in this month's Beacon newspaper. Pick up a free copy at over 1,500 locations or online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. What else?
Well, let's talk about some other money stories since we're talking about making a living here.
All right.
Let's say that you are making a tax, you're making a contribution to a charity. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows that it's important to follow the rules if you're going to take a deduction on that. So we just have an article that reviews what's necessary. It's cutting close to the tax filing deadline. First of all, you have to make sure that you're giving to a charity that is a legitimate 501c3. You might give money to a group that you think is charitable and it's not. For example, political contributions are not deductible. They are not charities. Any kind of PAC or anything of that sort, that has to come out of your after-tax money.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you're giving to a legitimate charity. You have to itemize deductions to get any benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
With the standard deduction going up all the time, fewer and fewer people are itemizing. So if you're not going to itemize, then again, it's not going to help you in terms of deductibility. So let's say you're giving cash, you know, money to an organization. You can do that how? You can drop a $10 bill in the kettle. You can write them a check, or you can put it on a credit card. Quick test. Which of those are deductible?
Check.
Yes.
Credit card.
Yes.
Cash
is not.
Cannot.
That's right.
Right.
If you can't prove it, if you don't have a piece of written evidence that shows you made this contribution, you cannot deduct it. If you really want to put it, you know, $10 in that Salvation Army thing, you write a check and drop it in, and then you can deduct it when it comes processed through. Mm-hmm. If you get a gift in exchange for your contribution, let's say you go to a fundraising banquet and you have a nice dinner, or someone sends you a gift in the mail, if you give this level, we'll send you a book or whatever. You only deduct what is in addition to the value of that gift. You cannot deduct the value of the gift too.
Understood.
So you gotta ask the charity sometimes, and sometimes they'll tell you what is deductible from that amount.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is interesting for older adults. If you are over 70 and a half and you have mandatory withdrawals from your IRAs every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the required minimum distributions. One of these rules that had been acted upon every year or so by Congress has now been made a permanent deduction, and now older people can roll over up to $100,000 from their IRAs to a charity tax-free. That means they don't have to go through the process of paying the tax on the distribution and then deducting it. They just get to give it directly to the charity. Of course, you can't double dip. You can't then also try to deduct it.
Right.
But you can avoid paying the tax on it,
mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing to do. If you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you give a non-cash donation, if you give property, if you give old clothes to a thrift shop.
Right.
Only the fair market value, which is really the thrift shop value. It's not, you know, what it would cost in a store. And if you give a car, you can't deduct the full fair value of the car either unless the charity is a special charity that gives the car itself to a needy family. Then you can deduct the fair market value. Otherwise, the charity has to tell you how much they can sell the car for, and that's what you get to deduct.
Okay.
So it's complicated.
Wow.
A lot of complicated rules. So it's all laid out here in the story.
Good information. Read about it in the Beacon newspaper, your free copy at over 1,500 locations. Go to thebeaconnewspapers.com for more information. And don't forget about the 50-plus Employment Expo coming up on April the 4th from 10 to 3 in Bethesda.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Stuart. Here are a few properties that we've put on the market recently I want to mention to you. Here's a home in Vienna, Virginia on Snowbound Court, 9852, a beautifully renovated Cape Cod in Edgeley Woods. Now, you may recall I discussed a property over in Oleander that I listed for $598,000. Split foyer, five-bedroom, three-bath, with three bedrooms and two baths up and two bedrooms and a bath down for $598,000. We sold that, got full price for it, got through the appraisal, all set to close. Just around the corner from it is this beautiful Cape Cod that was built many years ago. It was the original farmhouse for the family that owned this entire property. And this is a short hop, skip, and a jump to Oakton High School. So you like location, you want something cool. This is a really neat 2,172 square foot, a single family home of three levels, Cape Cod, fabulous lot. And some of the updates, remodeled kitchen bathrooms, owner's suite is on its own floor with newly updated hardwoods and a large walk-in closet and private bath. Newly painted, wood-burning fireplace, updated lighting, finished basement. It's got a three-car off-street parking and a resurfaced driveway. It's on a cul-de-sac. Check it out. This is at $600,000 even, 9852 Snowbound Court. Check it out. In North Potomac, 11204 Trippin Court, North Potomac. Four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, desirable colonial in Wesley community that feeds the Wooten High School. It's 2,370 square feet of finished space. It's on 0.4 of an acre, all new Pella windows, wood-burning fireplace, hardwoods throughout, et cetera. Got to take a look at it. This is listed for $650,000. And up in Gaithersburg, Maryland, wow, if you love nature, this is the home for you. 23541. Let me try that again. 23541. How about that, folks? Yep, it's a little early. It's early for me, too. So that's Rolling Fork Way in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Four-bedroom, two-full, two-half-bath, custom colonial in North Riding. This is in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Conservation areas around. The owners of the property, 4,300 square feet on three levels, two-car garage. Yeah, it's a little farther to the north on the northern part of Gaithersburg, but look at that space, 4,300 square feet, under $600,000, $598,000. All of these and all of my properties can be found online at ericstewartgroup.com. Take the virtual tour. My virtual tour includes a floor plan for the property and allows you to intuitively find your way through the property. You move your mouse across the floor plan, you see the pictures for that room. Couldn't be better. Any of you guys have trouble with Wi-Fi service in your home? I seem to have so much difficulty actually getting decent Wi-Fi service, even though I put in a Wi-Fi, nice router. I upgraded my router. I put in extenders. But I've got with five kids, and some are not at home, some are at home all at the same time for spring break and that kind of thing. It just seems like my router is always running slow, and it doesn't make sense to me considering I paid up for the high megabits of download and all that kind of thing from the provider. Well, this apparently is common to most of us, and I didn't know that. And that's because there's so many hotspots that are competing. Your neighbors are competing. All these people are competing for the same access through their Wi-Fi networks, that it tends to slow down the overall usage and the ability to use the Wi-Fi for your benefit. So it is something that is trying to be changed. If you're dealing with this issue, I do recommend that you upgrade your router. That is something that will help the speed in your house. If you have an old router, contact your provider and say, hey, this is what I've got. What would updating my router do for my overall provision? I've definitely seen an improvement with my home, but it's still not great. And I changed my router, and that was part of the reason why it did improve. Reading the Wall Street Journal recently, I had an interesting read. So did you know that living in an area with rats can cause anxiety and depression that is on par with threats of violence and witnessing drug sales? This was kind of surprising, but a Johns Hopkins University study in Baltimore concluded this. Scientists found that people with rat infestations were 72% likelier to have acute depression than those in cleaner neighborhoods. So if you're living in an area and you're struggling with rats, and you're feeling depressed, this might be why. Okay.
Also reading in the journal, U.S. housing market has a supply issue, and between low interest rates and a steady job market and rising rents, economic fundamentals suggest lots of houses should be selling. But simultaneously, though, tight inventory levels are playing a role in driving prices higher, which is making the market less appealing for buyers and potentially making it tougher for sales to keep growing at a rapid clip. We've got to have more houses on the market for houses for the number of sales to continue to grow. Without that number of homes available, prices are continuing to climb. So it's very interesting. So, for instance, there were about 1.8 million existing homes available for sale at the end of January, and that was down 2.2%. That may not sound like a lot, but that's 36,000 houses less this year, and it just represents about a 120-day supply level. Now, if you get in the upper brackets in this area, you get over 2.5 million, over 2 million, or even over 1.7 million, you're seeing houses are sitting in a lot of areas because there are not as many buyers who are qualified for that. So look, in the near term, you're going to see that the existing home market isn't just completely dried up, but we're going to start to see prices really go up farther and faster in some key areas in our area if we continue to see low supply. And otherwise, we'll actually see an inventory increase because prices will increase to the point where people aren't willing to spend the kind of money that people are demanding for them. I've seen a nice uptick in some of the northern areas. In Gaithersburg, put a property under contract, townhouse for $375,000, put it under contract within a week, had multiple offers. Was a bit surprised because that market has been languishing for some time. Your turn to sell? Hey, give us a call at Eric Stewart Group, 1-800-900-9104. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back.